And what do you believe he's revealing to you?
I believe that, are you familiar with the tetrad and the,
sure.
and the blood moons and all that?
Mm-hmm.
That I believe that what the most likely thing to happen at that time is the Antichrist to be revealed. That's what I've sort of all the I'm making calculations now.
And you're saying September 30th, 2015.
No, it'd be September 23rd, 2015 is the beginning of the next jubilee. You know, the jubilee you know what that is.
Yes.
The listeners probably understand.
Mm-hmm.
that the last one was 1966-67. The previous one was 1917-1918. The next one starts then.
Think about the thing. And those are two big years historically.
Right. So the next one, that kicks off September 23rd, 2015, has got to be huge. I mean, there's got to be something major going on. And at the same time, if we look at the scenario of what's going on right now, and I put out an article about this, not a prophecy, but a speculation based on deductive reasoning, that Obama has forced the Israelis and the Palestinians into negotiations and has more ability to twist the Israelis' arm than anybody ever has before. And the whole world wants to wrest control of East Jerusalem away from Israel and give it to the Palestinians. I think the Israelis are going to actually cut a deal to give up East Jerusalem in exchange for two things: secret permission to nuke Iran and the underground bunkers that they have, which they can't talk about. And they're going to get the only other thing that would be sufficient in the minds of the Israelis and their supporters around the world. And that would be permission to build the temple on the Temple Mount. I believe that's going to happen probably between now and Hanukkah. And because on Hanukkah, there's going to be the largest comet ever to pass the Earth is going to pass by the Earth on Hanukkah, November 28th this year. And Hanukkah is the symbol of the Antichrist temple. That's what they celebrate on Hanukkah, is the re-cleansing of the temple, the miracle of the 8 days that the oil burned, allowing them to cleanse the temple, after the model of the Antichrist, Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek king, defiled it by setting up the abomination of desolation on the altar, according to Daniel 8, Daniel 11, and then you see the history of it in Maccabees. So I'm suspecting that's going to happen in that context, something related to the temple. And just 2 weeks ago, the Jews that are connected with the Temple Institute, that have got all the implements all made,
mm-hmm.
Everything ready to go, they started actual rehearsals of practice for ritual sacrifice at the temple. They've never done this before. They just started 2 weeks ago. And just today, on Rapture Ready news site, is a story where the Palestinians, the Fatah faction, has just declared war on Israel because of the activity. They actually are accusing them of preparing to start to do something on the Temple Mount. So all these things are kind of coming together.
Mm-hmm. And I've always had the feeling that if a third temple is built, and I do not believe that it's God is going to be the one who instructs it to be built.
The Antichrist,
absolutely. But I've had suspicion that if the world ever grants Israel permission to build on the Temple Mount, that structure will be some type of one world religious structure where they will say this structure is for all the religions. And Jerusalem is the international capital of the world.
But you know what? I agree with you 100%. But you know what? I don't think that happens until... See, this is the scenario I think is going to happen. I think, okay, all the things I've just said, the temple is now being constructed, that, and at the same time, the Ezekiel 38-39 war is going to break out, either because of an escalation of Syria or because Israel hits Iran independently. But in either case, regional war breaks out, and at the same time, because of that, the global economy collapses, crashes, and that begins the serious pain for the entire world that's actually that the globalists actually want to prepare them for the global one world system. They already have the economic system already to bring in, just nobody's ready to accept it. So at the right time, after there's been enough pain, then what happens is the Antichrist, who I won't name any names here, but he's heading the largest superpower of the world today, but that he steps in at the right time and does three things. That he declares a global jubilee in which all the debts of the world are eliminated. Remember, this is after there's been massive numbers of people.
Scott,
that have died.
I told our audience years ago. I'm going to say 2008. I'd have to go back and look at the program. I said on this program, this global financial crisis will be so bad that at some point in the future, a world leader will say the only solution is biblical. We will have to cancel all the debts. We're going to have a global jubilee.
Amen. And we just happen to have one coming up.
And the politician,
2015.
And the politician who does it is going to be hailed the greatest man on the planet,
hero of the world, right? And he's also, this is the guy that also is just going to be able to do what that no one else in the history of the Middle East conflict could do. He's going to have brought a peace treaty between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And the Palestinians get their two-state solution, and the Israelis get the permission to build on the Temple Mount. And who is the hero? It's the guy that I'm not going to mention his name.
Yeah, and a lot of Christians in America, when they see the temple going up, are going to hyperventilate, thinking this is a great thing. And they have no idea that Antichrist is coming.
Only because it's a symbol of what's coming.
Yeah.
But here's the one other part that's been missing, and you actually alluded to it, and we're very close on this, that at the same time he introduces the new global system, but here's the other missing component. What is the religion of the Antichrist? The religion of the Antichrist is secular humanism. It is because, this is the thing. During this time of incredible upheaval, the media is going to focus on sectarian violence, and then religion people, because they want to blame this on religion. Israel's going to get blamed for the economic crash and the war, and there's going to be massacres of Hindus by Muslims and Muslims by Buddhists, and all of this all over the place. So much, the world will be bathed in blood. And the whole world is going to be prepared for the hero of the world to step onto the Temple Mount to stop the sacrifice that's going on there, and declare the Temple Mount a World Heritage Site that belongs to all the religions of the world, and that we're going to impose non-sectarianism on this place, and even sets up a plaque on the altar that's a proclamation on the equality of all religions.
There you go. That's exactly what I see coming. That is precisely what the scenario I see coming. Hey, I'm not convinced that September 2015 starts the final countdown, to the last few years. But I am convinced that something monumental is coming in the fall of 2015. I see too many cycles converging in anywhere from 2013 through
through
2020. There are multiple cycles in economics, in the climate, in war, in solar science. There are multiple cycles that coincide during the same period.
Yeah, well, if the Lord doesn't, I think we're clearly under judgment. I don't think the Lord's hand is going to tarry in bringing that judgment. I think that I think many things are moving so fast right before our eyes. I just can't imagine that it's going to last all that much longer. And I don't, I'm not date setting on anything. This is all speculation. I could be wrong on any number of different variables, but I just have this very strong urge, not to mention that this all started with receiving something personally that was verified in my own personal experience regarding this current 7-year cycle. So whatever it is that's coming, I think it's going to be very significant.
Yes, it is. And the Lord said, when he comes back, will he find faith?
Mm.
Will he find faith?
Amen.
Because we're watching, we're witnessing the falling away at such a stupendous rate that it is mind-boggling. I can hardly believe what I'm witnessing. And it's not just the, you know, it's not just the world. It's the people in the church who are falling away. You know, you don't fall away from lies and error. You don't fall away. Buddhists don't fall away. Hindus don't fall away. Muslims don't fall away. Christians fall away.
Yes. Well, and look at, and what is the issue that God is using to divide the sheep and the goats right now? It's not whether Jesus Christ is Lord. It's where do you stand on homosexuality? Well, you know, why? Well, he gave us the warnings about that. From Genesis to Revelation, he's given us the advance notice that this issue portends the end times, and that when you see these things happen, you'll know that that's the context that you're in. And that look at what that's the issue that is dividing the church right down the middle of all the issues that God could have chosen. And the people who are going to the world's side and the devil's side on that question just are completely blind to the importance as a biblical topic. They think it's unimportant, that God doesn't care about that. When he gave us, you know, the only sin associated with the destruction of cities with fire and brimstone, the only sin associated with the reprobate mind in Romans chapter 1, the thing that the rabbi said was the last straw before God brought the flood, the issue that seems to be the heart of the Antichrist kingdom in Revelation 11, where it says that the two witnesses are struck down in the city that is mystically called Sodom in Egypt, homosexuality and Islam. You know, these are one clue after the other. The overlaying of the Romans 1 list of apostate behaviors from 24 to 32 with the 2 Timothy chapter 3, same set of apostate behaviors that begins with, in the end days perilous times will come. That it's unmistakable for a person that's biblically literate and looking for understanding about God's teaching of these times.
And every pastor, every Christian TV and radio program host, every believer who claims to be a Christian, we should be shouting. We should be on the rooftops. We ought to be shouting, Jesus is coming. Jesus
Amen.
Is coming. Look at the signs. Jesus is coming. But there is indifference. There is a ho-hum complacency as the world races towards Armageddon. The church in the Western nations,
the love of many has grown cold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the people who should be the most alarmed by the fall away into apostasy and the signs of the second coming, and not only alarmed by the embrace of sin, but energized and excited that it means Jesus Christ is coming. Those people ought to be shouting right now, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. We better do it for them.
That's the only. That's where I'm at, Scott. It's like I can't spend any more time. I can't spend any more time trying to wake up the frozen chosen.
Well,
I mean,
I'm going back out on the streets witnessing again. I did it for the first several years we were in Springfield. I told my congregation that as soon as I get back from this trip, we're going back on the streets again, witnessing to people, trying to bring as many people into the life.